Throughout June, Holly Bell and Florida Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried held workshops where more than 900 people from hemp industry stakeholders and others looking to get into it attended. Ms. Bell, what type of feedback did you all get from those workshops?
So the additional comments we got were really not anything new that we had heard. It is the same feedback we've gotten from many other participants. So I don't feel like it really changed anything. If anything, it did reinforce when you hear something four or five times that it's something we really need to pay attention to and look at and reevaluate and see if we need to make some changes to it in our rules.
What were some of those things that you were hearing for the fourth and fifth times?
So some consistent themes we heard back were we needed clarification on what seed certification meant. And maybe our rules didn't clearly explain that to people. So that's been a consistent feedback we've gotten. The testing of the THC level has been a consistent feedback we've gotten, and the various methods and scientific approaches to that. We've also gotten feedback on one of the things that we asked was that they post a sign on the field and how and what information should be posted on that sign. We have also gotten consistent feedback on the processing part of it, manufacturing, and the oversight on that.
And you mentioned the testing of THC levels. That's a huge one, not only for consumers, but law enforcement also. They say the new hemp law has made their job harder when it comes to identifying if a person has a hemp or a marijuana flower. Is the group or your department helping with that?
We work very diligently with law enforcement to help them understand the difference and help them find tools to be able to differentiate the difference and understand and test the difference while out in the field going forward. It is more widely understood than I think everybody thinks.
I know in North Florida, those in the timber industry have spoken about hemp as being a replacement crop after much of their timber was uprooted by Hurricane Michael. Have you heard that during the meetings, and what's the chances that hemp could be something to help those farmers recover?
So I do get a lot of calls from tree and timber farmers in the panhandle. I don't think this crop will ever totally replace timber. There's room at the table for both of them, and I think they will work well together. So education on how to do this and what to do is vitally important. And we have, as a department, started working on an education plan to move that to the forefront of what we're doing. And it involves a lot of just us going out and speaking and teaching and helping people network to meet people in the industry and just talking to them.
She says now they will be creating final rules and posting them online so that people can make more comments. If no objections are made, they will adopt the rules and start accepting applications for cultivation. The goal is to have it all done by the end of the year.